Where's Ronnie? Ronnie was up. Where'd he go? Did he come over here?
I didn't see him.
Romans 12. We studied yesterday, not slothful in business. Everybody remember what we talked about? You remember what sloth means?
To delay.
Primarily it means to delay passing over. Delay. Remember, exhorting means to take from one state of being to another. So it means a whole lot of other things, but it means fundamentally a delay in making that. Because to make that transfer of yourself by total and complete acceptance of your death costs you everything. You can never again lean on your own arm of understanding. And so there's a whole lot of people that intellectually know that they should pass to the other side. But there's very few that do it, because in their mind they have 1,000 reasons for not doing it. They have all the ideas of responsibility and cares of the world and unfulfilled ambitions, and so they just can't, internally they can't make that jump, even though they know that jump is the only thing to do. Anybody understand that? Anybody have any response to it internally?
I've got a response. It's interesting. I've watched that concept of transition and the many ways people have tried to make it. I think of Jim Morrison of The Doors, who took a lot of drugs.
Are you taking up Harry's mantle now about learning spiritual lessons from?
Well, there's some personal aspects to it also.
Well, that's what I was waiting for, yeah, instead of philosophizing.
I used to do the same thing, trying to cross over, but not the right way.
What were you trying to cross over to?
Trying to get into spirit.
But for what purpose?
What purpose? Get high. Get out of myself. Liberated, set free.
I would wager that not just you, but also Jim Morrison and everybody else that used those methods were using it as an instrument of escape.
Yeah. Well, it was that, but the place you escaped to seemed pretty attractive. It seemed like spirit or whatever, and drugs kind of do that.
But it wasn't spirit.
Well, it opens up what appears to be, but it was always a downer because the next day it wasn't there. And you had to do the same thing to get there. I knew that was bullshit. But I'm thinking about it now, the idea of going through Christ, that's perfect. There's peace, there's everything your heart desires in that way, and there's no remorse.
But it isn't another way. It's the only way.
Well,
let's go to Hebrews 10.
It's only real. The other ways are just
Hebrews 10. Verse 12. Talking about Christ. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sin and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. That seen correctly is the scariest sentence in the Bible. Listen again. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Does anybody understand what that means?
I don't fully understand it.
No.
Gary?
I don't want it to mean what it looks like it means.
It means that.
It means that. That should cause the fear of God.
It's the scariest sentence in the Bible. There's no way you can excuse going after your own way.
Is that last part the scary part?
Where the remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin.
I don't know what remission of these is.
Well, he's talking about their sin and iniquity will I remember no more. That's the remission. So there's no more offering for sin.
Right.
So what happens then? If we know this, and as Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. There's no way we can understand what that God forbid means, but it's huge.
It says it right here, God forbid, because there's no offering for sin.
What this does, seen properly, is it forever gets rid of the justification that I'm just going to continue on in what I'm doing and trust that God will fix everything. And unfortunately, that's the where somebody some believe. Then you must see the truth then, that when you again go after self or take a stand or wherever these things, whatever, you know, the infinite number of things that one does, you are crucifying the Son of God afresh. You are trotting underfoot the blood of the covenant and considering it an unholy, an unthing. That's why, at the core, I mean, that's why I've had all these discussions with not just Gary, but all of you about you can never excuse time. Time can never be an excuse for your rebellion. What's going on, Gary?
I'm just listening.
You have a look like I've been hit with a 2x4.
This is a seeing thing. It's like being on the altar and getting cut open with a knife. Having the parts right there before you.
Verse 19 then. having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest place, the Holy of Holies, by the blood of Jesus. And you got to hear this. There's all kinds of places in the tabernacle. There's no sin off the inside the tabernacle. All of the offerings for sin and trespass have to be made outside of the tabernacle. All of the places for touching a dead body, which means every single time that you give credence to self, that self is the subject of your sentence, you're touching the dead body. All of those are done outside the camp. And you go through the door which is Christ, and the first thing you see is the brazen altar. And then you go further on, you see the basin for the washing. And then you go in, and in the holy place, you see the table of showbread and the candlestick and the altar of incense. And then you finally make it through the veil, and inside the Holy of Holies, the holiest place of all, is where the mercy seat is. And the mercy seat, you're covered under the wings of the cherubim. And that mercy seat is your permanent home. That's where you reside. That's your place of residence. That's your abiding place. That's why it says, woe to all those that dwell on the earth. If your dwelling is on the earth, then you're subject to every deception there is. If your dwelling is there, on the mercy seat, inside the Holy of Holies, then everything is finished. Your heart's desire is fulfilled. You cannot possibly have a need. You cannot possibly even have a want. Everything is there because you are one with the first source of all things. But that mercy seat is covering something. It's covering what's in the ark. And inside the ark is the what? Aaron's rod that budded, the Ten Commandments, and the manna. Every one of those were given about rebellion. So to get off the mercy seat, then you're subject to everything in the ark. And that's a bad, you don't want, you know, you've seen the movies, but it's probably worse. But this thing now, therefore, brethren, having therefore, brethren, boldness, or the word, it's not boldness, it's just the opportunity is what it really means. You have the means, the opportunity to enter into the holiest place, the Holy of Holies, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now, it's not a new way vis-a-vis to take the place of an old way. That's not what it means. It means it's new in terms of anything of your understanding. And the new is living. And it's the living, it's a new way that's living, that's alive. And the word flesh there means it's flesh that is presently fresh. It's because it's always there. But for us to neglect so great a salvation and return to the beggarly, weak things of the world, it's hard to comprehend if you've ever seen this. This is your first love. This is the presence. This is the first source. This is the only source. This is the oneness. This is everything. All this other crap that people do, I'm going to take drugs and I want to become self-realized, that's just an instrument of self. It has nothing to do with this. Whether it's Jim Morrison or Gary Buchner, it had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with this mystery. It's not even a vain shadow of it. Because it was the way of the flesh, the way of carnality at best. So you can't even talk about him in the same sentence. It's a shame to speak of those things in the same sentence with this. Amen? All right, back to...
Same about the mercy seat. You don't go to the mercy seat until you see what you are. You got to, if you don't understand your total depravity and degradation, or you don't realize that that's your only hope, you can't do anything to fix it.
Okay, then, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Now, this is that fervent is the opposite of the slothful in this context. Fervent is zoe, or zeo, I'm sorry, zeo. And it means to boil because of heat. Now, fervent in spirit, it's not... You can cause yourself to boil because of heat by the latent powers of the soul, by group dynamics, by rock concerts, by going to a crusade, by any kind of a group thing, by drugs, by anything. But it's fervent in location of sphere, which means it's only fervent in regard to this mystery. It's fervent in regard to that which is timeless. It's not that which you generate. It's not generating by some speech pattern your excitement about something. It's fervency which is in the area, in location of sphere of the spirit that you must wait on in order to see or to know. It's not pumping energy. It's not making plans. It's this being without trying to be.
Since it's qualified fervent in spirit, it's almost like not fervent in flesh.
Amen.
Yeah, it's fervent in rejecting the flesh and fervent in emptying self.
Yeah, that's what we just studied. I don't want to go backwards. So, it's life which is engendered by the Holy Spirit without the slightest hint of self-effort. Now, again, most everybody ever knows about is self-effort. So, you make comparisons with the spiritual, with natural, with spirit. You say the spiritual things are like this thing over here that's natural. And again, that's a childish thing to do because it has nothing to do with it. And in fact, in teaching that or in talking about it, you pollute the mystery because you're saying that the mystery, it's like that. No, it's not. It's something new. It's something out of this world. It's something beyond the beyond. Kayla, what? Amen. It's the only place of comfort because everything else has failed. Mm-hmm. You're gelling, Gary.
Yeah. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
It feels good.
Yikes.
Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Again, we're at this point of this weird construct in the Greek language that we don't really have way of, or I don't know of a way to describe it. But it's, again, back to this location of sphere. We are rejoicing here, and it means exclusively in the sphere of hope. And again, in the sphere of hope is not even code word. It is the manifestation of the resurrection of Christ in you. So that is your only rejoicing. You remember when the 70 were sent out? Where is that? Luke 10. Luke, I think it's Luke 10. Let's go there a minute.
What is that manifestation? You can't describe it either, but it's something.
Rejoicing in hope. It's joy exceedingly.
When he just asked me what I was thinking about, that's exactly what it was. And then I went to the thing, oh yeah.
Oh, where is it? I just was there. Let me find it.
It does start out saying, talk about 70 in Luke 10.
It does say it?
Yeah, point the other 70 also, and said 32, wore his face into every city and place. Verse 1. 10 more.
Okay. In verse 17. And see if this reminds you of anything. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Joshua and Caleb.
Yeah, but think of it here. You know, whatever it is, where you feel good if something happens the way you think it should. Even you feel good if you think you understand something. Or you feel good if things are going your way. Or you feel good if you got money. Or you feel good, whatever it is.
Even the green lights are
turning
green for my car.
Yeah, right. He's praying as he goes down the street. Turn green. That's what Gary used to command him. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And so this whole idea I don't want to spend a lot of time in this, but if you rejoice in the same things that other people rejoice in, then you're not rejoicing, according to this. Because if the things had happened differently, then you wouldn't have rejoiced. And that's the test. And so, again, my purpose is to push everything to the limit so there can be no deception. You can't be deceived by anything. And if you are rejoicing, i.e. gaining sustenance and satisfaction from the way something happens that you think of as good, whatever it is, the understanding, or you understand this particular verse, or things went your way, or you won a lawsuit, or you got money unexpectedly, or whatever it is.
Watching the news last week about the tornadoes. Everybody who survived said it was because God was, watching out for them.
And that means that God wasn't watching out for about 52 that died.
Exactly.
He hated them. That's the implication. So we rejoice not in anything that's of the senses. Because if you rejoice in anything of the senses, that means that you will unrejoice if it didn't go the way that it did. And so, believe it or not, you must repent from gaining satisfaction and sustenance or the appearance of rejoicing from everything that's time dependent. Now, this is a hard one because it's so anti-you. But it defines what you've been eating. If you've been eating dust, then you'll rejoice if things go your way. But you will unrejoice if things don't go your way. You'll get depressed or sad or blah, or somebody doesn't do everything you think they should, and somebody isn't acting the way you think they should, Kayla, and then... No, I'm just going to mope around. Poor Kayla, victim of the universe. Blithering idiot.
Talking about people, in heaven, things will be better.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
There's good dust in heaven.
There's golf courses in heaven.
There's golf courses in heaven.
I think they're...
very good.
But do you understand what I'm saying here about rejoice because your names are written in the book of life? That's the basis of rejoicing. Everything else, it might happen for a while, but it's childish and it will deceive you. Even the act of feeling good about something will be your deception. All right. How do we get on that?
Fervent in spirit, same thing.
Rejoicing in hope. And the only hope is the resurrection of Christ in you. Everything else is snake oil. We really made it a long ways today, didn't we? Anybody have any response to any of this? Mr. Bojo? You did pretty good on the silent side today.
Well, I'm just about to say something.
Okay.
You know, damn it, you just broke your silence. What, John Bojo told me at one point when I first got here, you know that you know that you know that you know. And now that you know that you know that you know that you know, you're fucked.
I'm sure he didn't use that.
Yes, he did. You can ask him.
Oh! It's look at Carolyn.
That's the first sentence he said to me, and in the first scripture we read today of that fear in that verse, that was what came to my mind.
You know why he did that? Because to the Jew, he was being like a Jew, and to the Kiala, he was being potty mouth like the potty mouth.
To the Kiala, yes!
See, I got you out of trouble, John. I don't think I succeeded. To the what? To the what?
To the Kayala. Raise your mug.
Touch your neighbor.
Touch your neighbor. To the Kayala.
Carolyn has this look like, the mother abiding the children playing.
Oh, totally.
Take it, big guy.
She's going to be like, Mason Cinnamon Rolls, that's your penance.
With raisins.
No, without raisins. That's penance from you, not her.